Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so off the air, Josh was complaining about his parents, which he does nonstop.
Aww.
I'm just joking.
Love you guys.
I'm just joking. What's going on with your rents?
Well, it is something that is becoming a bigger and bigger problem in my life, and I always know that, like, the older you get, usually you tend to go to bed a bit earlier, just because you're watching your programs on TV, and once those end, you go to bed.
What?
Your shows?
That's what.
My Murder, She Wrote?
That's what they're doing.
MacGyver's over.
I've just noticed, well, that's what my parents do. They like dinner and TV and then go to bed.
All right.
What I've just noticed that the earlier and earlier they go to bed, I'm, like, unable to have my problems fixed. Now, it's not, you know, a secret here that I haven't had a very hard life. I've been able to get by with my parents helping me out with a lot of things. I think the question Jeremy asks all the time is, how are you even living right now? But that being said, when I need to ask them a question, I'll just shoot them a quick text or something like that. And I can't do it seriously past like 6:45 now because they turn their phones off and then they go to bed. And I'm like, guys,
damn, they're earlier than me.
I need like dinner recipes and stuff like that. And I have to get that like 24 hours in advance now and plan my day about what I'm eating.
That's
why
you're calling your mom is for recipes?
For anything. I mean, I was talking to her about the Colorado election, the local election going on last night. And seriously, the conversation ended at 6:30. And I had questions because it was such a close race for many of those candidates that I was texting her back and forth and then just cut off all of a sudden.
Well, I better be going to bed now.
I got that answer promptly at 7:15 this morning. And I'm like, well, I need like serious, like if there's something serious that happens, how am I going to talk to them? They turn their phones off. They're unreachable past 6:30 at night.
How old are your parents?
So I always have had the really young parents. Like my parents are 55 and 57.
That's
still.
Not even. They should not be going to bed.
Yeah,
they're not old.
A little early. Although, like, there's days where I look at the clock and it's like, well, 4 p.m. I best be hitting the sack.
But for you and us, it does make sense.
Yeah,
it really does.
22 years of 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, and like it just so happens, like my mom likes to make a weekly meal where I come over and eat with them, and that thing is getting early. Like it is. She's 3:30 texting me. You coming over for dinner at 4:15? I'm like. yes.
Homemade Hot Pockets. You'll never get the recipe, though.
It's Nestle Tulos. Is that what it is? But it's one of those things that it's just becoming a bigger and bigger problem. And I wonder, do you guys deal with that? Because, Jer, I know you have gone to bed, like you said, for 20 years now, relatively early.
It is different, for sure, because of the job situation. That yeah, like, truly, when 7:30 rolls around, I'm toast. I'm done.
Yeah.
And there are definitely nights where maybe we're having dinner or something at 5:30, and I'll look over at Nick Nack and be like, I gotta go to bed after this. I'm just toast. But again, it's different. I will say, in your parents' defense, as I age, I am loving more and more when I get the chance, especially on weekends, to get up early and just be outside and smell the morning air, hear the morning birds, just have the morning feel versus the night feel. Something has shifted, you know, where back in the day it was like 9 o'clock, things are just getting started. We're going to go out to Rock Island and tear it up.
Yes.
No, it's something magical happens.
Morning dew.
It's morning dew as you approach your 50s. Something switches and you really appreciate early mornings.
So that's funny that you say that because my dad is obsessed with mornings. Like he is the guy that is up. And I remember when I lived at my parents' house, like you'd hear, my room was in the basement and I'd hear him walking up. I mean, 4:30 in the morning, 5 in the morning, walking around, starting the coffee, all that stuff. And it's him. They have a nice back porch area and it faces east so you can watch the sunrise. Mm. But he is obsessed with that. And I'm like, I try to keep my mornings, you know, when I'm not working, I try to sleep in. I try to get my sleep back, try to recoup that I've lost. I have not hit that yet. But I guess there is an actual turn because
there's a shift.
Are you listening? Do you have your book of birds yet? That you
look and I don't have my bird app yet.
Bird watching.
Oh, what is that? Yellow feathered cockatoo. You know what starts hitting better too? Your morning coffee starts hitting better than those drinks at night as well.
Oh yeah,
that's part of it.
It makes you feel way better.
I go to bed sometimes thinking about my morning coffee.
Yeah.
No, are you serious?
It just hits, man.
Absolutely.
Hits.
Well, Katie, you famously are like, I mean, not anymore, but the Tupac coffee,
oh,
right?
Yeah. That's... yeah, yeah, yeah. I used to drink a lot of coffee, and I still drink a good amount.
Are you the type of person, though, to get it ready the night before, though?
Yeah. Oh, yes, because, yeah, you have to just press the button.
Oh, so you're tucking your coffee beans in bed and getting it ready?
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah. No, I get it ready.
I'll see you in a few hours.
Reading a good nighttime story. Yeah, like, we definitely get the coffee ready.
But do you, okay, so then let me ask you this, because I'm not, like, an avid coffee drinker, then. Are you a favorite, like, you know... brand, or is it any type of coffee in the world?
No,
that you can
I
get?
Like the. It's a local brand, actually. It starts with the B. What is it? Not Boyer's. Not. I can't remember the name of it right now.
Know.
Maybe it is Boyer's. But yeah, no. I get the whole beans, and then I get them. You know, I crush them and stuff.
It's so cute.
I get
you guys
my own
are so cute.
We love coffee.
Yeah, yeah. It's a big deal. And as you get older, you just have so many things to look forward to. So coffee's definitely one of them.
One of the better things too about getting up early is getting out and running your errands early as well. So you don't want to stay out late, because I'm going to tell you, if you want like a feel good orgasmic feeling. Is when you roll into Walmart at like 6 a.m. to get some errands done and nobody's there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the lanes are wide open.
I'm starting to get like that.
That's why your parents are doing this.
That's how you know you're an adult.
That is why your parents are going to bed, because they're like, we got to get to Walmart at 6 a.m. before all the weirdos get there. You can park right up front. I ain't lying.
Katie's like, oh, yeah, nodding in approval.
Because the weirdos start rolling in at about 7:30.
Yeah. That's fun in itself, though. People watching at Walmart is a...
dragging themselves in. Well, maybe you should have a talk with your parents and be like, hey, can you just, you know, try to take my calls past 6:45 every night? And
they kindly say no. They say no.
You have to schedule it. Like, with baby Nana, like, I make sure I have time to talk to her after she gets off work. She calls me. We talk for about 45 minutes, and it's in the window of before I go to bed after she gets off work. The only thing is it's like 6 o'clock and I've used all my words by that point, so I just tell her, I'm like, you go ahead and talk, I'm just gonna listen.
See, that's a real thing.
Ahead.
So that's her yapathon hour, right?
And she goes and goes and goes, and I just listen. So but I'm there for her.
You are Katie. Good parenting tips right there.
Shout out to 29 01, who texted in and said, what is Josh like, 12, because your parents are so young? Yes, actually he's just turned 14.
Yeah, exactly.
He's getting his learner's permit soon. Yay.